The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real. At John Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, a little basketball talk, a little weather talk, actually a lot of weather talk, because no matter where you are, you're probably getting pounded now. Just be careful out there. It's starting to get to the south side of town now. It's pretty much everywhere, all the way out from Richmond, Rosenberg, where they can't hear us anyway, to Lake Charles now, so
it doesn't look too bad out. I mean, it's really, really dark where we are, but it doesn't look like it's raining too hard.
It's raining, but it's not raining really right now. Well, based on 4:49 p.m., which is the last update I have on the Doppler, it's kind of the light yellow over us right now.
Love Doppler.
I love the Doppler. I'm a Doppler nerd, but there is a purple thing coming at us.
It's gonna pound you.
So we're gonna get pounded indeed. So. Yeah, and I asked for a tornado picture, and Joe sent me one from Alvin that looks like it might be one. That it's kind of got that look to it. It's pretty low, so I'm gonna give you a winner on that one, even though I'm not entirely sure. El Jefe says downtown definitely getting pounded. Can't even see the buildings. Boy, I sure hope the wife walked home before all that started, or else I'll never.
If not, that's her problem, right?
Yeah, I have nothing I can do about it. So
you want to be one of those walkers?
Not right now. But I am a little concerned about getting home now that I don't have a big gigantic truck anymore where I can just blast through wherever the water is. I'm going to have to do the turnaround, don't pound and drown.
Yep. I fortunately still have a big truck, so
yeah, well,
I won't die.
That's what I get for trying to look cool.
But I often see like the pictures of guys drowning in the water. It's almost always trucks, because guys with trucks always think, oh, I can do it.
Oh, that's the one time I got in trouble was when I had an Explorer, and I thought, oh, I can get through this, and nope.
No.
Yeah, I there's no way I'll go through anything in this thing, because it's so low to the ground. James says, cheers to the best bleeping radio
DJ. At least
DJ.
You didn't get a motorcycle for your midlife crisis.
Not yet. I'm not ruling out that possibility, but I would not have ridden it to work today.
Oh, I mean,
if I did get one, I would just be to tool around downtown.
Okay,
pretty much. But James says, "Cheers to the best bleeping radio DJs ever. Your show never disappoints, fellas." Well, I wish I could drink one with you. Damn, I should have brought beer today.
Your mom never disappoints.
Oh my God! Did you see this photo that DJ Hollygrove?
Oh, I thought Teresa was sending you pounding pictures.
No. DJ Hollygrove.
Oh, he sent us his current Doppler.
Oh my! It's red. The whole like this is I-10.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I guess in the west side of town. It's all red.
Wow. Jose just sent us one from. Yeah. Man, these photos are cool. I mean, it's not cool that you're gonna be driving in it.
I mean, yeah, that sucks for you guys, but
yeah, but that's all right. We'll try to be entertaining here while you're stuck in the crap. All right, let's get Gator Man on.
Wait, when you look at that current Doppler, we're in that, right?
Well, we're kind of the lighter edge of it. I need a Doppler that's more current than mine.
Okay.
Because I'm still stuck on 449.
All right.
Hey, Gator Man wants to explain the Facebook post a little better. Let's get him on real quick. What's up, Gator Man?
Hey, guys. Sports to you.
Sports to you.
This is off sports topic. I trust y'all's opinions, and I wanted to get y'all's thoughts. My daughter's 6 years old in kindergarten.
Okay, so that, all right, so we read your post. So well, that okay. Was the question. How old is she? So 6 years old, that answers it.
It's kindergarten, so there's 6 and 7 year olds.
And so there were people in the room with them while they were changing that weren't teachers?
Correct. They were volunteers. One of them was another parent of one of the other girls in the class, and I don't know who the second volunteer was.
Man.
My daughter came home, didn't say anything at first. Then at the dinner table, when we usually converse, she said that she felt very uncomfortable to the fact that she didn't change her underwear, even though they were wet. Some of the other girls did. She said she was telling us that they were all completely naked with two strangers, volunteers in the room. And I just don't know how am I supposed to approach this with the school? I'm not happy with this.
You could go to a private school or something?
No, I don't have that much money, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's real simple. You got to call whoever the principal is there and say, "Hey, man, this isn't cool.
Yeah,
it made my daughter uncomfortable."
If there's not a locker room or something, or they should have taken turns going to the bathroom.
Yeah, there's a thousand things you can do there.
That
was my assumption, because we knew this was a water day. We knew they were going to be changing clothes. Me and my wife, we assumed it would be in a locker room or one at a time in the restroom or something to that nature. Not all the girls go to the classroom with two volunteers. I mean, it just baffles me. How do you come up with that decision?
I don't know. They should have, where they should have changed? The Target bathroom. That would have solved everything.
Stop. Yeah, I mean, you definitely need to contact the principal and say, "Hey, this is what the hell's going on with this? This isn't cool." And yeah, it's nice that the volunteers were there to help, but that's just really strange, man.
Was that joke not helpful?
No, it was helpful. It was very helpful.
That's the other thing my daughter said. The volunteers were actually helping a lot of the other girls get dressed.
No, that's weird.
No, you don't want somebody else's parent touching your kid. That's...
No, they didn't help my daughter get dressed, but she said she were helping the other girls get dressed. And I don't know a single 6 or 7 year old who can't get dressed on their own.
Yeah. Roy says, "What kind of parent consults a radio for advice about his daughter being exposed to adult nudity?" His daughter wasn't exposed to adult nudity. The adults weren't nude, Roy.
This is how rumors start.
This is an awful game of telephone.
Yeah,
the children were nude. The adults were fully clothed, I hope. Otherwise, this is a next level conversation. You should call the cops.
Yeah. Well, he probably didn't hear when we actually read the post last segment. That's right. What it was. He joined at 5 o'clock. So
they had a water day, and all the kids were soaking wet. And at the end of the day, they changed clothes, and not in a locker room or a bathroom. They changed clothes in one of the classrooms where it was all the girls and a couple of parent volunteers, which that does seem strange to me.
That does strike me as awkward. Actually, if you wanted to have a water day, all you had to do was walk outside today.
Yeah. I guess it's a good day to call for a water day.
Yeah.
I doubt they had set up sprinklers.
They didn't have to.
I mean, that would have been wasteful.
713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. So, I think, I've tried like four different Dopplers now, and I can't. None of them are past 4:49 p.m. What is up with that?
The time has stopped.
That's not good. I'm going to try weatherchannel.com, see how that one works.
Do that during the breaks, Fred.
I'm sorry, man. I'm trying to tell the people where the storm is.
They know it's everywhere. It's in the weather show.
I'm sure all they have to do is look out their window and know, but they probably want to know when it's going to end.
It's not going to end ever.
No, it's going to end. Somebody sent me what looks like a tornado from Atascocita, Kingwood. So, all right, two tornadoes so far. Oof. Two sightings. The good news is the tornadoes down here aren't very bad. So, Deacon says that deserves a serious, "Hey, man, bleep that."
Yeah. Yeah.
"Hey, man, f*** that." Yeah, what he said. So, what do you think the Cavaliers close it out tonight? I'm going to kind of stick to what I said with... a couple days ago, I thought they'd win at home and then win a close one tonight. I think the Raptors will give them a game, but I do think the Cavaliers close it out tonight.
Yeah, I'm with you. I've thought the Cavs were kind of I thought they were the lock of this round. Raptors have put up a fight, but now I don't see. I could see a situation where the Raptors win another game. I mean, because home court's been so big for them, but I'll just go ahead and stick with my gut that the best team wins tonight.
Yeah, I think the Cavs win. I think if it goes game seven, it's not going to matter because I think you'll see something very much like what you saw the other night. I just don't see any reason why it would be any different. The Cavs have been terrific at home, and the Raptors have been bad in Cleveland. So,
yeah. Hey, John, what's Andy, the social media guy?
Yes.
What's his last name?
Pondillo.
Pondillo. Or Pondillo.
That's what I was. I didn't know if it was Pondillo or Pondillo.
I don't know. I always called him both when he was producing.
Is he still here today?
Not sure why.
Boy, if he is, I want to bust his balls so hard.
Uh-oh. What happened?
You remember when they asked us to write blogs for the station website?
Yeah.
And we said we would do it as soon as we got paid for it?
Uh-huh.
Well, since we didn't do it, they do it now. Like, random people around the office who will do it for free do it. David Philpott writes some articles about wrestling sometimes. And Andy wrote an article today about the Astros. You want to know the title of the article?
He told me what he was doing.
Fred?
I would love to know the title.
If the Houston Astros were to trade for Mike Trout is the title of his article.
Oh, my God, no. Really? Really? Okay, I love Andy. He is probably one of the biggest baseball nerds you'll ever meet. He's like in advanced statistics. I mean, he goes to every Astros game. He lives and dies with every pitch. Where the hell is he coming up with Mike Trout? Seriously? Let's get Bryce Harper while you're at it.
Well, here I can tell you the package that he proposes to give the Angels for the best player in the American League. George Springer, A.J. Reed, Michael Feliz, Joe Musgrove, and Kyle Tucker. That's what it takes to net the best player in the league.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Good luck with that, man.
Forgetting the fact, why on earth would they ever consider trading him? Does he make that case?
You know
what?
Like, if the... Let's say, for instance, the Astros called and said, hey, we'd like to trade for Mike Trout. And I'd say, if I'm the Angels GM, you know what I say? All right. Carlos Correa and who else? That's where the conversation would start.
Yeah.
And then the Astros GM would go, oh, well, we're never trading him. And then the Angels GM says, yeah, now you realize how stupid it was for you to make this call.
Pretty much.
Yeah. If he's here, Jong, I want to crush him for this.
Yeah, tell him to come in here.
Did he say why he was doing this?
Let me see if he's here.
Did he just need some crazy web hits?
Apparently.
That's ridiculous.
Well, we'll see if that gets web hits. Ooh, now I'm on the Super Doppler.
Oh, is that better than regular Doppler?
Apparently. And it's updated through 5 o'clock. It looks like we got about 20 more minutes of it where we are. And then it's going to ease up. But you guys down in like Pasadena and La Porte and Seabrook, you're about to get bent over. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. For all this.
There's only one thing you should know. I've put my trust. ESPN 97.5. Come on. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So, here's your update from Click to Houston. It says, in almost a repeat pattern from Thursday afternoon, a line of storms, primarily north of the Houston area, is dropping 1 to 2 inches an hour over areas that yesterday received record rainfall amounts. Computer models indicate the very moist, God, I hate that word, atmosphere to the south is being pumped to the north along with 25-mile-an-hour winds. Yeah, your moist is being pumped. And is interacting with rain-cooled air along today's the line of storms. Flash flood watch is in place until 10 o'clock throughout southeast Texas.
Well, there's a emergency broadcasting system thing going off right now, so...
I heard that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's Did it say we're all going to die?
No, no, no. It's going over the air right now.
It's going on over our air?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Instead
of
us?
Talking, yeah. And it's not,
so usually, yeah, usually this thing, we do tests with it.
Yeah.
But when there is an actual emergency, it'll start going off.
So no one heard my moist pump joke?
No.
Yeah, that sucks. So nobody heard?
Brutal.
Yeah. Oh, well. Are we back now? Because I heard the little buzz thing in my ear.
Yeah, I think we're back.
All right, because we were just doing, we just wasted
I just want
2 minutes
to know,
of comedy gold.
Some of the best radio we've ever done during that emergency broadcast.
That we didn't know was going on, but there were all kinds of moist jokes and.
Which I don't know if that goes over the stream.
Oh, okay. So let's not oversell the jokes.
Okay, they weren't that good. Yeah, if you were listening on the stream, they were okay.
Yeah, it was all right.
Damn.
It was solid. Solid.
LFA, here's an interesting question.
Interesting question.
Last time it flooded in Houston, Warriors won. You think they'll win tomorrow? Interesting question.
Interesting question.
Oh, man.
If the Warriors do win while it's flooding in Houston, that does pose an interesting question, doesn't it?
Well, I think
Is it coincidence?
We might need to move because they're going to keep winning. Anyway, so I'll do my 30 seconds of hockey from last night. If you didn't get a chance to watch that game, that was a hell of a game.
Yeah, you just said hockey, and I started to yawn on accident.
I know. That's all right.
It's like an uncontrollable reaction.
That's okay. There's a lot of stuff I do that when you do it, but I try not to do it on air.
I know. That's why I'm not a pro at all. That was really bad.
Because when you put me to sleep, I just kind of put my hand on my head like this and wait for you to finish.
Yeah, I can usually fake it better than this because I know there's some people who are interested, but I instantly, you said hockey, and I was like, damn. All right, start over.
Let's all right, fine. Let's do something else.
No, start over and I'll
No, that's okay. I'm not going to put you to sleep. Let's do something else.
No, I'm telling you, I'm going to feign interest this time.
No, that's all right. I don't want feigned interest. Just come up with something else to talk about.
Well, I can't talk hockey with you.
Well, no, we won't do it.
I was watching the basketball game last night. I didn't even watch the hockey.
I was watching both. Some of us are capable of doing both and the Astros at the same time.
No. Well, I don't know how you found time for that.
I sat in a bar with three TVs in front of me.
Oh, you can't really watch a game like
sure
that.
Sure, you can. In a bar. There's so many damn commercials.
No.
Of course you can.
You need to watch and be a part of
it. Oh, stop. All right. It's especially basketball. You don't need to be a part of it. Not till the fourth quarter, anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, Mark said the emergency alert did go over the screen.
Stream. Good. Yeah, the jokes were badass.
Oh, man, that was the best we've ever had.
It was great.
Oh, man.
Speaking of jokes, Andy, who wrote that stupid thing on our website,
yeah,
he's gone for the day. So,
you know what? I know he's listening. Andy, call in. You need
to
defend
clown
yourself.
Him.
No, he needs to defend himself. So,
why would the Astros be buying right now anyway?
Well, exactly. Wouldn't they be selling everything off? I just want to know what makes him think that. Is there some report that the Angels might entertain trading Mike Trout?
There has been discussion about that because they've gotten so upside down with salary, and he's like their one asset, but. I don't see them moving him.
I think
when you get a guy like that, you keep him, and you definitely don't give him up for a package that is centered around George Springer, who's just a guy. There's no way.
If I'm them, I say, yeah, you send me Altuve and Correa and McCullers, and I'll talk.
Yeah, I mean.
That's where I'll start anyway.
I honestly, if like I said, if I'm the Angels and the Astros call, I say Carlos Correa and who? That's what I say. And the Astros poo-poo it, and then I poo-poo it back.
Well, no, I just told you my who. Those are the three I would take for him.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if I would do that. I'll be honest with you. I think that's what I would throw out there, and I'd say that's a start.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if that would do it for me. Give up one of the... Easily,
I don't know. Like, what team has young players that I would be, you know, that they'd be that if you're the Angels, you're willing to take back? Like, what kind of a young player would it take?
Would take a Correa type.
I just don't. And everybody can when you have a guy like that, you consider him untouchable.
Yeah, theoretically.
Yeah. Like, what do the Nationals have? Bryce Harper. Yeah, we're not trading Bryce Harper.
Yeah. That'd be the kind of guy you would be looking for, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you want younger, right? So maybe, you know, maybe you go to the, man, I don't know, Chris Bryant?
The Cubs aren't going to trade him.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, that's what you'd be looking for, right?
Of course. I don't know. That's tough. I mean, but if, I mean, if you're the Cubs, you give up a guy like Chris Bryant to get Mike Trout. I think you kind of would.
Oh, yeah, you probably would. You have to at least especially this year, if you think you've got a chance to win the World Series.
But man,
that's you're getting the better player in the deal now.
You're getting the best player. I mean, yeah. Yeah, that's tough, man. I don't think it happens.
Yeah. So he says, that was my package, Fred. Those are the three I would want and a pick. You can't. They don't trade picks in baseball.
No.
But you could get, well, yeah, throw Bregman in there. That's the deal. If I'm the Angels, I'll do it right now for that. You give me Altuve, Correa, McCullers, and Bregman. How you feel about that?
If I'm the Angels, I'd consider that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If I'm the Angels, that'd be what I asked for.
Actually, if I'm the Angels, I would take that.
But, I think I would, too.
But also, if you're the Astros, you're not any better. What are you now? I mean, it's pointless to even talk about the Astros in that situation.
Well, so you know what? As dumb as it was, guess what we just did for 3 minutes?
Good for Andy.
We talked about – but you know what we didn't do? We didn't talk about the fact that they've won three in a row.
That's true.
And they're no longer in last place all by themselves. So there's that. 713-780-ESPN. David asking me, where can I safely bet online? You can never really safely bet online, just so you guys know. But I've been using that mybookie.lv, and I've had good luck with it, and I've had no problems getting money out of it. So, man, I can't believe I went over the stream. We were just going on and on, like, nothing ever happened.
Yeah, no idea.
All right. Well, what did, now I'm kind of curious what the emergency broadcast alert said, because we didn't get to hear it. I'm sure it impacts us because it went out over our airwaves. You sure that wasn't another one of those things where 1560 was jacking with us? And
probably.
No.
Okay, and doing a fake one. All right, we'll have RJ Bell up next.
You know what I'm going to tell you about, Fred?
RJ Bell?
No, I'm going to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. Right now, your backyard looks like crap because it's flooded. It's a total mess. Your patio looks ugly because there's stuff washing over it. Your pool deck is raggedy. I can tell you how to make it better. And the guys from Allied Outdoor Solutions, they're going to be the guys who come out there and actually do the work, because I don't do that. But I can tell you to call them. That's the easiest thing I can do. 713-465-0400. They can get it looking good. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed-out patio, or your outdated driveway. They can do it with a carved stone overlay. They can also help you with outdoor kitchens, patio covers, and more. But this carved stone gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface, and it's a lot cheaper than pulling everything out and starting over from scratch. Unlike pea gravel, carved stone feels really cool to the touch with your feet. It's hand-carved and custom-colored for your home, so it's going to look great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied Outdoor Solutions stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. They can also save you some money when they put it in. They've got a ton of monthly payment option plans. They've even offered 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get that carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway. I went by there. You're going to be amazed at what they could do in your backyard or your outdoor kitchen. It really is it's beautiful what they can do with this stuff. Check out the Carved Stones Project Photo Gallery at beautifyyourconcrete.com. That's beautifyyourconcrete.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400. That's 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Back on the Blitz, we're efforting RJ Bell. Usually when the music's there, I kind of assume he's there.
You think the Doppler is pounding Vegas?
No, I'm sure Vegas is not getting pounded.
Okay.
So he's there. Let's go to our good friend, founder of pregame.com. Follow him on Twitter, @RJ in Vegas. Mr. RJ Bell, how's it going, sir?
Excellent. Now, what are you talking about? Weather in Vegas? What?
Oh, we're having another Stormageddon here, so I've been giving people Doppler updates.
Yeah, this is probably the last time you'll talk to us, RJ, because we're all going to drown.
Yeah.
Got to make this a good segment.
Yep, make it count, man.
Yeah, you know, in Vegas, it's funny because it will go, you know, most people know it doesn't rain here too much, but it's weird because we'll get like a week where it rains 4 days, then it won't rain for 4 months. So it's certainly not a lot of rain.
I think it rained the last two times.
Yeah, the last two times we've been there, it's rained.
So. That's certainly a long shot.
Yeah. Well, I didn't bet on it, unfortunately. So let's talk a little NBA because how much have the numbers changed now, considering that now, even though it's 3-2 now, have the Thunder surpassed Oklahoma City as a favorite to win the title?
The Thunder, yes. So right now, though, the Cavs are the clear favorite to actually win the title. And then you've got OKC next, and then you've got Golden State next. And then, obviously, Toronto's a huge long shot. OKC and Golden State are pretty close. OKC 2-1, Golden State 3-1. And here's the rationale, here's the logic, is the Thunder have a much better chance to win this series against Golden State. They just have to win one of the next two games. They're favored in this first game at home, first time they've been favored the whole series. And if they win that, obviously they win the series. If they lose it, they got one, you know, shot on the road against Golden State. But if OKC makes the finals, they would be clear underdogs against the Cavs, because Cleveland would have the home court. Vegas would consider OKC to be slightly the better team, but not enough to make up for that fourth game at home that the Cavs would have. If somehow Golden State makes the finals, winning the next two games, they would be big favorites over the Cavs, not only because they're the better team in the eyes of Vegas, but also because that Golden State would have home court. So it's kind of interesting. OKC with the better chance to win this series, but a lesser chance to win the finals matchup against the Cavs, most likely, and Golden State, less of a chance to win this series, having to win the next two games, but would be a big favorite in the finals.
Has the stock of the Warriors gone down over the course of these playoffs?
Yeah, over the course of the... We talked about this, and I felt like, you know, certainly Vegas isn't always right. But Vegas is right, I think, more than anyone else. Because if someone else was right more often than Vegas, I'd love to follow them and bet that against Vegas. So that's a tough thing to do. So I'm always kind of putting Vegas on a pedestal, and I think rightfully so. But we talked about it, I think, 2 weeks ago, is even after two series, Golden State had worse odds to win the title than they did entering the playoffs. And if you really think about it, you only have to win only, quote unquote, four series to win the title. If you're halfway there, I get the first two series aren't necessarily going to be the toughest most of the time. It's going to get tougher as you go. But I really think built into that number throughout this whole OKC series has been the thought that the team wasn't playing as well, and the thought that Curry specifically was less than 100%. So my sense is that it's been built into the number the whole time, and I think to some degree we're seeing it, that Curry's health is a question mark.
RJ Bell, our guest. Let's turn it to football, because we had a pretty big story here yesterday with Baylor's coach Art Briles being ousted. You've got the title odds were 12-1. Now they've gone down to 20-1. I'm curious if that's affected the win totals. I know Golden Nugget had their total up earlier this week. Do you know if that's been taken off, or has that changed at all from, I think 9 was the number?
Oftentimes what you'll see, and I haven't seen that update, but certainly there would be a downgrade. The question becomes, and it's not just, on one hand, you could say how much is a coach worth? And I think there's certainly coaches out there that are worth, that move the needle. And I also think if you ask that question, what's a coach worth? You got to ask yourself, are we talking about if the coach was lost on a Monday before a Sunday game? And then in that case, it'd be a matter of the preparation of the game. That's one factor a coach will contribute, obviously. The other one is game day. Is they're not on the field to help call plays, make halftime adjustments, whatever. That's a second factor. I think in college, those two are meaningful factors, but they're small relative to the organization that a coach can architect when it comes to recruiting, when it comes to all the things you do to run a program. And I think obviously with Browse, you've got all three, right? Not going to be on the sidelines, not going to be doing the week, the lead up prep, not going to be running the organization. But I think there's a fourth factor here, which is, you know, how deep does the rot go? And not only in that some bad people might still stay and thus be a problem, but the idea of how many people are going to have to go and what's it going to mean to certain players? Are they going to leave? So I think there's just so – I think this goes beyond Browse as a coach, but rather the whole program and the harsh light that's being shined on it, the program, and what that could mean in the future. I think there's a lot of uncertainty around it, but none of it seems good in the short term.
RJ Bell, our guest. I know you've got we've been talking presidential odds all year, and now we've got vice presidential candidates. If I have any insight here, can I unload on this somewhere, or do I have to go to England?
You know, most of it. Now here's the thing with the presidential betting. It's something in Las Vegas and Nevada we don't allow. Now, actually, about 2 years ago, there was a number of sports books that went to the state. They said, man, we think we could get some. But even before Trump, even before knowing the phenomenon that Trump would be, is there was a real sense that there was a lot of money to be booked, action to take when it came to the presidential odds. The state said no for whatever reason. But the online books, they take bets. And as you mentioned, in Europe, it's huge. I mean, like big betting on all the political stuff over there and in the United States. So, yes, you'd have no problem at one of the big European books getting a nice bet down. But even with the typical online books, I think you'd be fine. So a lot of action, a surprising amount of action when it comes to the presidential odds. What's your thought? I mean, as you look down the list, I've just got the favorites. And I know you guys aren't, you know, political junkies, but what jumps out at you is the good bets there?
I think, well, I don't know how smart Hillary is, but if she's smart, she names Bernie her VP, and I take the 12-1 and feel pretty good about it.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that was 16-1, and again, you never know the inside scuttlebutt, how true it is, but the inside scuttlebutt is there's real resentment between the camps. There's a personality conflict between Bernie and Hillary. And, you know, the sense of most presidents are, I'm at the top of the world right now as the nominee. I'm not going to open the door to someone I don't like to be my number two. Even though once you get in, if you do get in as president, you can marginalize the VP a lot. And we've seen that happen oftentimes, not always. But it's still something where this person is your number two. And my sense is Hillary. And I actually heard today from a political guy that the idea of Elizabeth Warren, which seemed even a week ago to be such a long shot, because apparently, again, Hillary and her don't like each other. But there's real talk that they're starting to think, you know, we really don't like Bernie, but we can get some of the same effect with Elizabeth Warren from the far progressive side. So her odds, actually, I expect to improve soon. But she's also somewhat of a long shot. By the way, I mean, to get a little presidential history, I guess, the one time the president really did or the eventual president really did compromise when it came to a VP, he did not like the idea at all, JFK, when it came to Johnson. But his dad, Joe Kennedy, was like, you very much need this guy. And they ended up winning Texas by a very small margin, which obviously drove Kennedy being elected in 1960. Thought that might be interesting for the Texas audience.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that's part of it, because the vice president really doesn't have any power, and who cares if you don't like him, if that person helps you get you elected. You know, if you're smart, you do that, right?
Yeah, but you know, here's the thing too, is, and obviously there's very disparate opinions, and at this point I think mostly negative about the Bush administration, is Cheney was a huge contributor to that administration. Good, you know, good or bad, like most people think now, bad, but still big contributor. So to me, if I were, you know, I'll never be in that position, but if I were in a position to pick a number two, in a perfect world, you'd want someone that actually was a partner with you and someone to lean on. Because I think if there's any job in the world that it's nice to have a few more people you can trust, it would be the presidency. Because what, if you read the books, I think what people are surprised by is how much infighting there is even within the White House. I mean, obviously the West Wing was a depiction that was not a fiction, right? That wasn't a true story. but a lot of the people worked on that show had worked in White Houses. Obviously, it was over-dramatized, but still, the infighting is something in every book you read is bigger than you would ever think. And back to actually JFK for a second is, you know, Bobby Kennedy, his brother, was the attorney general. And Bobby Kennedy at the time was like 31 years old, hadn't really done anything, and had just pretty much gotten out of law school. And Joe, his dad, again, said, you've got to pick Bobby. And JFK said, listen, this is the one time I'm going to put my foot down. Because Joe was a very strong guy, JFK's dad. And he said, no, trust me on this. There'll be a certain point where you won't be able to trust anyone except your brother. And literally, if you read about the Cuban Missile Crisis, is it was the ability to trust Bobby when everyone else had their own agenda that really helped JFK think that through. So very fascinating for sure. But I just being a little bit in, you know, in business myself, and I say a little bit relative to the president, is when it comes to everyone with an agenda, and you guys understand that the political stuff, even at a radio station, you just don't know who you can trust sometimes. And to have someone that you know you can trust, super valuable.
RJ Bell, pregame.com. Hey, and I like to do this every now and then because we have so many new listeners, but tell people a little bit about the website and about your radio show and how they can get all your great stuff.
So you mean beyond the musings about politics and history?
Hey, by now they figured out that when you're on, we're going to muse about something. We're going to talk odds at some point. But
well, the good news is during football, I love it because the off season we get to stray.
Right.
And then during football, it's game after game after game. But, you know, I'll just tell you one great thing I'm excited about with pregame.com is we just hired two guys, right? One guy is named Ralph Michaels. One guy is named Brad Powers. This was number one and number two at North Coast Sports, which is Phil Steele's business. So a lot of people read Phil Steele's magazine. He has a newsletter. He does a lot of stuff on ESPN. Really knowledgeable guy. Well, literally the number one and number two that did a majority of the writing and stuff and a lot of the research are coming over officially now over to pregame.com. So not only is that going to help with our local radio show, we have an ESPN show in which they'll be on talking college football, but also we're going to be doing a newsletter ourselves, a lot like what Phil Steele did, and also a ton of free content. So, you know, I'm an NFL guy personally, and I would make the case, you know, we've been 60 NFL, 40 college football. These two hires are going to put it where it's going to be a battle between which sport is dominant. And I love that kind of competition. And if you like the college football more or you like it a lot, I think it's going to be worth checking out. And I'll be tweeting out stuff about it at RJ in Vegas.
I'm a big Arena 2 fan. Can you guys make a hire that would reflect on that?
The thing about that is you only got nickel limits. So it's hard to get super sharp info if you can't get big bets down.
Well, see, I'm a Canadian Football League fiend. So,
you know, I know. Here's the thing. If you're handicapping, it's a great tip for the listeners. If you're handicapping yourself and getting down a nickel a game, 500 a game is going to be more than enough, and for most people it is, you want to get into the sports that aren't as liquid, that aren't as competitive. Think about it like a poker room, right? I walk into Bellagio, I see Doyle Brunson and Durr or whatever playing in the back room. Now, I don't have 100K in my pocket anyway, but let's just say that I could sit down at that table. Or I can go over here and there's a 1-2 game with people drinking beers and joking. Now, why would I not go to that low limit table? There's only one reason, is if that limit wasn't enough for me, that I needed more action. The trick is, as a recreational bettor, your limits probably are low enough. You can bet any market, WNBA, Canadian football, arena, whatever. Why not? Not that you have to only do those markets, but that can be a market you look at to be more profitable because the competition is not as stiff.
You're a genius, man.
Well, maybe. I know a lot about a few things.
You've just helped me justify my addiction to betting CFL. So thank you very much.
I'm an enabler.
All right, bud. We'll talk to you soon, man. All right. That's RJ Bell. We're going to take a very quick break. We come back. We'll have the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5,
For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in.
Lock them in.
What? There was some
rock
lightning.
And roll.
Was that lightning finally?
It was lightning. We're gonna die today.
Yeah, I'm looking at the mega Doppler. We're about to get another round of it here in the Galleria area. That's coming right up I-10, where people are getting really blasted out in Katy, but all that stuff's heading towards us. Enter the Father's Day giveaway from Omaha Steaks. Tweet pictures of your steaks, burgers, and beer at ESPN 97.5 with hashtag Beef Up Your Life and hashtag Omaha Steaks, and you'll be entered to win the Omaha Steak Father's Day pack. Here's what these pack. I mean, this is incredible. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 boneless pork chops, 4 Omaha burgers, 4 gourmet jumbo franks. I'm not done yet. 12 ounces of all beef meatballs, a pound of steak fries, 4 made from scratch caramel apple tartlets, and guess what? There's even more. These delicious packs are available for just $50. Get yours at omahasteaks.com. Type Fred in the search bar, grab your dad, and fire up the grill. So here's what we want you to do. Just want you to show us your best grilling. And Lamont said that was RJ's best segment. He loved the political history. That's what I love about having RJ on this time of year, because he's like us. We talk about anything. We don't have to just lock into football. And so, yeah, we'll hit the odds with the basketball. But then, he's really good at other stuff and smart guy. But, Lamont, you better enter this, because I've seen you tweet out pictures of you grilling. Man, I got this pack about 3 weeks ago. And, I mean, this is like $300 worth of food. It is a great, great deal. So, Father's Day, I'll be talking about that some next week. And just programming note, we will be off for Memorial Day. And I got to say, for once, I'm actually really looking forward to having a three-day weekend.
I am too.
I need the break.
Plans?
I'm going to my son's graduation Sunday night. That's about it. His high school graduation.
Oh, all right.
Which, I'm a little concerned, because I don't know how they do these. It's Bel Air, so I don't know if they're doing like all the HISDs in one with Bel Air, or if it's by itself, but it's at NRG Stadium, which has me scared as hell, because if I have to sit through every single name, I'll be there for 2 days.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to find out the details, and then I'll be showing up right about the C and D names.
Good call.
Yeah. I mean, I want to see my son get his diploma and walk across the thing, but no offense to anybody else, I don't want to see any kid named Michaels or Noriega or anything after F. So,
are you just going to leave right after?
Is that bad form?
I don't know. Like,
because I don't care about the speech.
I went to my kid's piano recital and I had to like, my kid played in the middle and it seems like, hey, let's just go. But you have to wait for the other kids to play, apparently.
Well, but I don't really know the other kids or care about the other kids. So why should I stick around? And he's an F, so it shouldn't take that long, right?
Now, if you're going to do like pictures and have like lunch or dinner after the graduation,
he's got his own thing playing with his friends.
Well, okay.
So, which is cool. That's what I would do. That's what I did when I was graduating.
So, I guess you should take the picture before the graduation and then you can leave after F.
Okay. That's a good plan.
Does he want to take pictures?
Well, I don't even know if he wants to take pictures. Mm. I mean, he's a good looking kid. He doesn't need to be dirtying up his photos with me in them. I would like to know if that's bad form to leave after your kid does that. I'm sure people have done that before. I don't know.
Because, I mean, your kid's going to have to stay.
Well, yeah.
And aren't you going to want to talk to him after?
I'll just text him, just like I always do.
Dude, that's a bad dad move.
Oh, come on. I'm there. I'm going.
That's a weak dad move.
Well, what? I mean, he's going to hang out with his friends after.
Yeah, but you're still supposed to go hug him and congratulate him after. That's
I'm going to do that one.
It's the way he's going to do this one time. All right.
Yeah, but he's more
drop out of college. You won't have to worry about that.
Drop out of college. Dude's smarter than me.
Hey,
we do have a gym of the day at some point.
Do you have a gym
I have
of the
one,
day
but if you've got something, let's do it. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers gym of the day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day. We knew that Art Briles would lose some commits over this, right?
Yes.
And we knew that, we knew that Art Briles would, but we knew that Baylor would lose some. They lost one today. Cameron Martin, who is a running back from Port Arthur, Texas, from Port Arthur Memorial, to be precise, decommitted from Baylor today, asked to reopen or asked for basically for them to release him from his letter of intent.
Oh, so he's already signed.
Yeah, he's signed. He's inked for sure. Because not only did he sign a letter of intent, he also got a massive tattoo with an interlocking BU.
Oh, don't do that.
Not massive.
Guys.
It's got a B and a U. It's got a football. There's a goalpost in the background. It says, "In Jesus' name I play. Amen. I can do all things through Christ," Philippians 4:13. And this is literally from shoulder to elbow. There it is.
That's bad move.
That's going to take a big cover-up job for Cameron Martin.
Speaking of cover-ups.
A four-star running back out of Port Arthur, Texas. So if there's...
He chose poorly.
Yeah. I don't know what you're going to do with that, Cam.
Yeah,
I'm about these guys getting the tattoo. Like, if you want to get a tattoo of where you played college ball at, do it after you're finished playing college ball.
Hmm.
You're getting too deep into your commitment there, my man.
So I'm getting very mixed responses on this. Somebody said you can go play at Belmont University if you want to play basketball or something.
I don't. Well, he's got a goalpost there and a giant football.
Fail.
I mean, it could be like Boston University.
Hmm.
Do they have a football program? I don't know.
Let's see.
What other BU is there?
That's what
Butler?
I was trying to I don't think they play football.
Brown? Is he an Ivy League guy, maybe?
Mm.
No, an Ivy League guy would have never gotten that tattoo.
But everybody's trying to make me feel bad. I've had two people tell me it's okay to leave. My brother tweeted and said, "Last year I had a stroke a week before my oldest graduation. I left after she got the diploma. I didn't stay for pics and she got mad." Vincent says, "Stay till the end." Joel says he works at Spring. The graduation will be several schools, but each one has their own ceremony, so no need to watch them all. Well, that's good. But, I mean, it's Bel Air, man. There's got to be, like, I don't know how many thousands of students, but it's going to be a big graduating class. And my mom's trying to shame me. So I stayed there through yours, high school and college.
See.
Yeah, well, but you know what? That's you. I just want to go see him. Do his thing. Why do I have to watch the other kids that I don't care about?
Because that's part of the game. That's part of the dad game.
Well, I get it, but you're wasting precious time of my life to see...
What do you have going on?
I'll have something going on, I'm sure.
Where's this graduation at?
It's at NRG. It's at the stadium.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That scares me right then.
They're not serving beer, for sure.
Of course they're not. Well, I'm sure I can... Okay, well,
flask in
more
pocket,
more
man.
Importantly, those of you who have attended this before, do you get searched going in? Because if I can sneak in with a flask, I'll probably make the whole thing. I'm sure somebody can tell me that.
I'm almost certain you could get it done.
I'm pretty sure.
Is your wife going to go? Or do you not intermingle? Like,
no, she's, you know, the kids love her.
Okay.
So, she's friends with both of them.
All right, I got to tell you about 5-11 Tactical. If you were, for instance, stuck out in a rainstorm, you'd want to have the right gear to keep you protected. 5-11's got you covered. Right now, you're probably wishing, man, I wish I would have gone to 5-11 Tactical yesterday and got me some weatherproof gear. 5-11 Tactical as a brand is an authentic and the first tactical brand that specialized in outdoor gear from head to toe. This new store is a must-stop spot for all the outdoorsmen out there in Houston. They create superior, innovative products to survive in outdoor conditions, brand innovators who make purpose-built gear for the most demanding missions. I think back to when I was in the Army, and I wish that I had half the stuff that they've got in their store back when I was in the Army. It would have been so much easier. And I know what it takes to survive in harsh conditions. 5-11 has everything that you could imagine for those types of jobs. The store truly is an outdoorsman paradise. A little bit of everything, whether it's everyday weatherproof shirts and pants with hidden pockets for those of you who like to conceal carry. fitness gear, boots, bags, backpacks, gun cases, slings, holsters, knives. They've even got 5'11 yoga pants for you ladies. Some of you looking good in those yoga pants. If you stop by the new 5'11 Tactical Store located at 5870 Westheimer Road, you're not going to want to leave. They've got a laser shot simulator in the back that's fun for all ages. I know because I'm a grown man and I'll play on that thing for an hour and a half. No problem. Check out the new 5'11 Tactical Store today. Tell them AJ Hoffman sent you. 5870 Westheimer Road for 5'11 Tactical.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.